This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We watch it so you don't have to. It is a horrifying video that has come out of New Zealand. The gunmen, at least one of them, there are, you know, maybe others who are being investigated, but this guy definitely did all the damage, it seems like, himself, at least judging by this video, at this first mosque that he attacks. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent. And Chris.
You're welcome to join us. You can bring up anything that you want. This is pretty big news, though, right now, globally, where 49 people are, at least 49 people are dead. Apparently killing at least 41 of them at a mosque, and then allegedly went on to a second mosque. Further, it's brutal to watch it. He goes into the first mosque. About 5 minutes of the video are him driving initially. Goes into the first mosque and just immediately starts shooting at people that are in the doorway. Starts shooting at people throughout the mosque, going room to room. And then he comes back around and starts just unloading a couple of magazines worth of ammunition into the pile of bodies. And then gets even closer to those bodies and literally puts bullets directly into those people. Already, many of them shot to death. Whoever it is that, you know, he suspected might have still been alive. I think he just went person to person in there, including at least what I could tell, one small child, or at least, you know, when I say small, I mean a child, clearly a child. There. Pretty horrifying stuff. A 74-page manifesto released with just a load of meme references, apparently, throughout it. Vincent, you've been helping us pick through that and share some of the, you know, awfulness from it. He believes that he's going to spark some sort of a race war or gun-related conflict. He wants gun control to come down in the United States to divide people from the side of pro-gun versus anti-gun, and he believes that he's going to be the catalyst for that, based on the excerpt that you've shared with us so far. I did, by the way, do a quick search because we were sort of wondering aloud, because I made the statement that the belief that if you were to actually have this fantasy civil war that this guy wants, and he's not the only one, because there's a lot of people who've talked about civil war is coming. They've talked about it on this show as callers, but even if you believe that you're going to divide people on the issue of guns, that's not going to, it doesn't follow that that's going to result in a race war. And I realize that Christopher Cantwell, who is a racist, is in our chat room right now on Discord claiming that whites are all about guns. But the statistics show that, well, actually, blacks have a lot of guns, too. According to Pew, which they do research, PewSocialTrends.org, this story published in 2017 looking at ownership of guns in the United States, in America. Apparently, 30% currently own a gun. About 69% do not currently own a gun, generally. Okay, so gun ownership is the minority in the United States, generally. According to the story here, handguns are the most common of those who do own guns. So 72% say they own a handgun, 62% say they own a rifle, 54% say they own a shotgun. Of those who say they, and that's for those who own more than one gun, of those owners who say they have only one gun, 62% say it's a handgun. So, by far, handgun's the most popular style of gun. Out of those, so we break down the demographics of people who, so they look at who personally owns a gun and those who don't own a gun but somebody else in their household does. So, clearly, men are the bulk of this. You've got 39% of American males saying they own a gun. 5% say somebody else in their household does. Again, those are males. Women, 22% own a gun. and then about 18% of women say somebody else, presumably the male, in their household owns a gun. So 39% of males own a gun, 22% of females own guns. Among age breakdowns, it's not a huge discrepancy between ages. People ages 50 and up, 33% of them own a gun, so one out of three in the United States. People between the ages of 30 and 49, about 28 of them, 28%, own a gun. And then ages 18 to 29, about 27% of them. You look at breakdowns by race, 36% of whites say they personally own a gun, so about one out of three, and 24% of blacks, so one out of four blacks own guns. 15% of Hispanics apparently own guns. So of the different race breakdowns there, Hispanics actually the least likely to own guns. But one out of four blacks is a strong number of people who own guns and who care about the right to bear arms. So to just dismiss them out of hand is... You know,
well, that's one-fourth of 13% of a population at the moment, maybe 14. I guess I don't know if it increases.
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder how the statistics are being obtained. And is this legal gun ownership or is this all gun ownership?
Well, if a person's admitting to owning a gun, I'm sure it's legal.
So it's a study then. So
it's a Pew research.
And plenty of people also just blanket say no or refuse, right? Like if someone called up and asked if I owned any guns...
You wouldn't admit it.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I wouldn't even talk to them. I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't say yes. I just, it's none of their business.
Just hang up.
Yeah.
Do you say something when you hang up on people, or do you just hang up?
You mean like a spam call or something like that?
Yeah, or telemarketer.
Most of the time, they're not even people. Most of the time, it's just a robot.
Or if it is a person.
You have to wonder if it's not a higher percentage based on the fact that a lot of people wouldn't report it. And obviously, if you don't have a gun, you probably would say...
Right. So, I would say these are bare minimums in this case. So that's a good point. As far as hanging up on people, with individuals, if it's an actual human being, I'll usually say something like, please take me off your list, and then I'll hang up the phone.
Yeah, it's like calling people up and asking, are you a drug dealer?
Yeah. Do you take
how many people are going to say yes?
Are you an alcoholic?
Yeah, that's another good example, right?
Republicans much more likely to personally own a gun, with 41% of them saying they personally own a gun. 16% of Democrats say that, and 36% of self-described independents say they own a gun.
Wait, what percentage of independents?
36%.
Oh, that's pretty high.
So it's about your typical one.
Yeah, just a little bit lower than Republicans.
Well, again, all adults, 30% say they own guns. So that's about on par.
Yeah, okay.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Again, the video, absolutely horrifying, the murder of dozens of people in New Zealand. The guy actually leaves the mosque after putting bullets into people while they're laying down, dead and or dying people. He then leaves the mosque, then shoots at people out in the street, and then goes back to his car, retrieves another gun. Now, this is after a couple of minutes of shooting. So he then retrieves another gun from the back of his car, then goes back to the mosque parking lot and proceeds to shoot at people who are apparently at a distance in the parking lot.
When moments matter, cops are minutes away.
Yeah, then goes back into the mosque and continues to shoot at people. So he actually goes back out to the car, gets more ammo and another gun, and then goes back in and continues to blast away at these people he's already felled earlier in the video. He then finally gets back out, shoots at another person who was near his car, runs that person over with his car, then is, while he's driving, just seems to be stopping in the streets. At one point, he blasts out his own windshield as he's shooting at people from the inside of his vehicle. So it's not clear if he's just shooting at random people on the streets or if he's in, I don't know if he's in a Muslim neighborhood and is just seeing people, in Muslim headwear and is targeting them. It's not clear. The video is very low resolution. Thank goodness. It's horrifying to see, violence like this in general, let alone in, HD quality. So at this point, we have not finished the full 17-minute video. We're at about 14 minutes into it, just kind of giving you the recap of what happened here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and he did stream this apparently on his Facebook account. So somebody ripped this video down before, obviously, Facebook took it down. Let's go to we'll get to the calls here in just a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Again, 49 people at least shot to death. This person has been taken alive, the alleged shooter here in this case. I mean, it's definitely him, right? Like, he recorded video of it. And we'll get his name for you again. Brenton Tarrant is his name. He's got a 74-page manifesto. You're welcome to comment. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to TheMorganReport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop into any one of those, and you can get on the air with us. If you want to talk about the horrifying mass shooting happened down in New Zealand by a meme-obsessed internet guy, basically, it seems like he seems to be, I think they actually said he posted it on 8chan.
8chan, yeah.
So they were saying earlier tonight it was 4chan. They were saying on Call to Freedom this afternoon.
They get the two, or not them, but in general, 8chan and 4chan get mixed up quite often.
Isn't 8chan a more like...
8chan is more decentralized.
4chan times 2.
Yeah, it's, well, it's like a worse version of 4chan, if that's even possible.
In a way. So 8 stands for infinity. It's called Infinity Chan because anyone can make their own board, compared to 4chan, which is owned by, I forget the name of a guy, it used to be owned by Christopher Poole, where he was in total control of the site. Compared to 8chan, like, you can make a Free Talk Live board.
A subboard?
Yeah. Is 8chan on Tor, or is it
just a host? You could access 8chan via Tor, but you could access it on the regular internet, and it's known for being much more edgier compared to 4chan. Many people say 4chan is dead and 8chan is the successor. Both places are nasty places that no decent people would have any business being on.
Bitcoin.com is a place where decent people are welcome. Go to Bitcoin.com. They can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet. You can buy Bitcoin and find out where you can spend your Bitcoin, plus get the latest news headlines or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Plus, there's also, for those of you who are brand new, they got the Bitcoin.com Academy as well. Go to Bitcoin.com and get started there. If you're not into Bitcoin yet, you've heard about it, this is a great place to go to learn the basics and get into it. Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we'll go to Reviler on the line in Florida. Reviler, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, my favorite Goyles are on. Hey there. So I want to talk about my hero, Terrence, and I'm not trolling. Hail Terrence.
You're talking about this person who just shot to death dozens of innocent people?
Yes, sir. I feel bad on...
Why would you call him your hero?
Because, you know what, dude? They brutalize people that look like us and that are
they?
Our lineage.
Hold on.
Wow.
Yes. Who's they?
The Muslims. And
the Muslims in this particular mosque have brutalized people?
Oh, I don't know about them, but it's a big scorecard.
Oh, so are you saying that people should be blamed at, you know, as a group for what other people who are in a group do?
At a certain point, they may have...
Does that make you a collectivist?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay.
A collectivist,
now,
the monarch.
You're a white guy, right?
Barely. Sicilian, but technically, yeah.
Caucasian. Caucasian. Okay. So, should we hold you responsible for what your ancestors did?
You should hold, it depends. Am I repeating that behavior? Am I not repudiating that behavior? Like, if you want to hold me responsible for what certain Berbers and Moors and so forth, I mean, I guess you could to an extent, but it's not very relevant today, you know? This is relevant. Like, Rochdale, the child sex rings of Muslim scum that were raping children, and the elitist hooked...
Wow, so you just basically dodged that question. So you said it's okay if you repudiate. You're saying it's okay if you repudiate what your ancestors did, then nobody should be able to shoot you to death?
Well, I mean, it depends how relevant it is, Ian. I mean, half of my ancestors...
Well, let's not talk about ancestors then. Let's talk about people today.
Yeah, what about all the white shooters?
Should you be able to be held responsible for what other white people do? Because, you know, you're all white people.
But to be fair enough, I mean, I have my team, and overall, it's team white identitarian. I don't agree with them on everything. I disagree with the Nazis on a lot of stuff. I'm very libertine-like, Ian. You know that. You can show Vincent the pictures later. You know, I'm very...
Did you not just condone the shooting of Muslims because they were Muslim?
Yeah, because, dude, every single day, look at Rochdale, look at the...
Yeah, he says he's accepting this. He's saying he's on the side of his team, which he says is team white person, and so therefore... Huh?
I'm sorry, Ian. I may interrupt.
What was the word? Identitarian?
Yes, sir. Identitarian.
What is that? That's what Lawrence Severn
is. It's acknowledging it's taking race realism much further, and it's acknowledging that people of our lineage have a certain lineage, just as people from sub-Saharan Africa have a certain lineage, and so forth, right? Now, the lines blur a little bit depending on where you go, but the point being, dude, look, Do I feel bad on some humanistic level for at least some of these people? I'm sure. I'm sure some of them were decent people. Like
you don't feel bad if you called in to cheer on the killer.
Well,
so don't pretend like you have feelings for these people.
Overall, I don't. I'm a bit of a sociopathic.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, but I'm honest about it, man.
I wish I could tell you in explicit terms how I feel about this, but you're effed up, dude. That's messed up.
You know I like you, and Vince and I like you too, even if you guys don't like
me. Don't drag me
into this. I'm not even going to thank you for the call.
Don't drag me into this.
I can understand somebody calling in who can sympathize with the, you know, with somebody who does something just absolutely insane like this. At some level, I don't necessarily...
You use the term sympathize, so you mean you can understand why someone can feel sorry for a person who's a nutcase.
Right, because their own... Maybe they may be able to, for example, relate to them in a way...
many of us. Now that would be empathy, right? Yeah. If you can relate to the person, then you can empathize.
And sometimes it's actually the hardest thing to do is to relate to the person who is doing the thing that is so terrible, right? Mm-hmm. But to condone it, to support it, just boggles my mind.
And to support it on the most insane... I mean, it's bad to support it, period. But to support it on this blind faith idea that people who have a similar faith should be punished for what the most radical within that faith do.
Right.
I mean, that is crazy. 99.9% of Muslims are peaceful people, just like Christians
are. I don't even think it has anything to do with faith. It's simply punishing a group of people because they're because they happen to be... part of another group.
Right, in this case, it happens to be
that group.
Right, it happens to be.
Right, whether or not it's their choice is, you know, even... I don't even know. I mean, Muslim, I mean, does that have some connotation with... Are they saying brown people? Like brown Muslims?
I don't think he would have withheld if it had been a white Muslim that he had encountered. I think he would have shot everybody that was in that building.
So in... I want to make another point, but in the manifesto, I believe a person
74-page manifesto.
In the manifesto, a person wrote that they have the most contempt for converts, white Islam converts.
Wow.
I just want to say that,
Because he would see them as, abandoning or traitors, or
I didn't read.
Race traitors.
I was skimming over it, so I'm sure that's.
But that's likely what he's saying.
I'm not surprised, because you know, I mean, on different like websites, I've been seeing there's been some of these like Nazis or whatever you want to call it, some people saying that they're cheering on the shooter, and I want to say I'm not surprised that people think along the lines of Rev. I guess what's a collectivized punishment when you and this is like a problem for everyone when you have there's like a it's acceptable in the United States to say that whites should pay reparations for slavery, blaming their ancestors for...
Nobody actually believes that,
right? Oh, yeah, plenty
of
people do. Absolutely, Kamala Harris.
What percentage of people actually support
reparations? Plenty of people do. There's a presidential, candidate running. Kamala, they talk about slavery reparations. It's like, it's an acceptable idea compared to, which also, like,
but
after...
That's the same thing as what
exactly.
Rev's talking about.
Oh, I know, and I'm
right?
saying that's why, you know, we have to stop all of it, right?
And Rev would be against reparations.
Absolutely. So I'm just saying it's on, like, it's on both sides. It's a dialect.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
It's a dialect. And so both sides just got to stop this.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. Vincent, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and will they even admit the hypocrisy of saying, oh, well, they're against reparations. They don't want to be considered a group like that, but it's okay to consider those other people a group halfway across the world and then attack them because of what some people did, claiming they're of the same group somewhere else that aren't related to them in any way, shape, or form. It's crazy. There's more coming up here. If you can join us, Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump issues his first veto, overruling Congress to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding.
I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution, and that's what it was. And I have to, in particular, thank the Republican strong, wonderful people, the Republican senators that were on our side and on the side of border security.
Former FBI Joint Task Force member Steve Rogers tells Fox News, if you see something, say something, after the terrorist shooting that took place at a New Zealand mosque, injuring 40 people and killing 49 others.
It's incidents like this that will trigger those on the edge that will attempt to copycat this horrific act. So saying that, law enforcement worldwide, not only here in America, but worldwide, they have data banks of people that they are watching, that they're looking at, that they're surveilling.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and all the features on our site are completely free, and it's also free to attend ForkFest coming up in June 13th through the 18th. And what I mean by that is there's no ticket price. So it's not free because you have to get a campground. It's at a campground, so you have to rent a campsite. But there's no actual ticket price, so there's no additional cost, unlike some camping festivals where they may charge upwards of, I don't know, $80 or something like that.
Who would do that?
So if you are looking for an affordable, liberty-oriented camping festival where there's no one in charge, you need to go to ForkFest.party and learn more about ForkFest. It's coming up into its third year, and it's the 5 days right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a organized camping festival. It's not a bad one, but, got to pay a little bit more to get into that one. June 13th through the 18th, that's ForkFest 2019. It's happening at Rogers Campground. Now, Rogers is kind of like mostly shut down during the wintertime, so if you're calling to reserve a site, there's probably not going to be anybody answering the phone, but I believe you will get a call call back from somebody within a a week or two or something like that. I'm not sure how long it takes them during the winter. But as we get closer to the springtime, they'll start to have more hours, and you'll be able to get your campsite easily reserved over at Rogers. But right now, get over to ForkFest.party. You can connect with our Telegram chat and the ForkFest forum, both of which are unofficial. So, yeah, there could be more than one chat room. I mean, it's certainly possible if somebody
wants. There's two calendars, aren't there?
There were two calendars last year. I don't know what the status of them is this year, because, again, I'm not in charge. And
right.
Nobody's in charge. I'm just the guy promoting it on the radio. So go to ForkFest.party, and you can learn more about it, and then we'll look forward to seeing you, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. I think, Chris, you're intending to go, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You went last year.
Yeah, it's the best event of the year. Best event of the year.
June 13th through the 18th. Vincent has not yet gone to ForkFest, but I believe you're planning a potential food booth.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Ooh, it's going to be awesome.
With Matt, who is our sometime Twitch co-host. He doesn't host Free Talk Live, but he's hosted Freer Talk Live with us a couple of times. He's my roommate here, and he's a professional cook, or at least formerly was. So they had a lot of years in restaurants. It'll be great. If we actually have one booth out there with food the whole time, that will be amazing, because last year we all had to drive down to the restaurant that was nearby. That happens to take cryptocurrency.
Yeah, that's good food, though.
Yeah, it was good. A little pricey, but it was good.
Oh, but that won't be a problem at this time.
Right.
And it won't be pricey, and we'll be accepting crypto
that's
as well.
What I like to hear.
Oh, nice.
ForkFest.party. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, you can bring up what you want. We focus mostly tonight on this horrifying shooting of 49 people, at least, killed in New Zealand. You don't have to talk about that, though. What's on your mind tonight, Matthew?
Well, it just seems like to require a little bit of humor. And one of your hosts had mentioned when somebody calls and is asked if you're an alcoholic, you should say no. Well, that doesn't do any good, because this thing about accusing people of being alcoholics is a heads I win, tails you lose. You say no. Well, denial is one of the symptoms of an alcoholic. So you need to sign up for our treatment program. You can say yes. Well, congratulations. You need to sign up. When somebody asks you a question like that, you say, why do you want to know?
Mm-hmm. Or what's it to you?
That is pretty good.
What's it worth to you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll answer your questions for $50 an hour.
Ooh, I like that one. I'm going to have to try that. Anyway, y'all have a great night.
All right, Matthew. Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And we will go to other topics. We do have other things to discuss here tonight. But there is a relevant question on a thread about the shooting in KiwiFarms.net. This is the site where somebody hosted, apparently, the video, which is, again, about 17 minutes long. It's very graphic. Even though it's low resolution, it's hard to watch it. I don't recommend it. We did watch it here for your benefit. We were able to recap the horrors of it, including the murder of at least one child.
I don't know if you can really recap the horrors of it. We can talk about it.
We did the best job that we could.
Well, I mean, but the whole objective is to avoid, making it horror for other people, right? I mean, so you don't
have to. Yeah, I said we watched it, so you don't have to.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So we recapped the... Obviously, we can't tell you how horrible it is to watch people being shot.
Right.
You'd have to watch it in that case, and I don't recommend that you do, because it's not going to make your day any better if you, were to watch this video. That said, I did post it in the On Air Now chat room on our Discord server probably most of an hour ago over at discord.lrn.fm. So if you do want to see it, there is a link to the DTube version of it, which should mean that it can't be taken down. Because that is something that the governments do in these circumstances, is in the corporations. They, like Twitter.
Didn't they already try?
Oh, I'm sure Facebook took this down as soon as the news got out. It was likely reported very quickly.
Yeah, did New Zealand, wasn't that in the report somewhere, that they said the New Zealand police, I guess, tried to get it
New Zealand police told this person on KiwiFarms.net to take down his copy of the video, the torrent.
Right. So they already tried.
Yes, and this person refused to take down their torrent, basically. And it's, once the cat's out of the bag in the case of file sharing, it's you can't put it back. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. One of the questions that I thought was particularly relevant is how long before someone claims this S is fake, is what somebody on this thread points out. And, of course, I went over to Infowars.com just to see if they were bothering to claim that at this point, and apparently they're not claiming that. Maybe they can't deny that the footage itself is fake, because, I don't know if you've heard this, but there are people who believe that the mass shooting down in Connecticut at the school, you remember the elementary school shooting from a few years ago. Adam Lanza was the shooter. Sandy Hook, yeah. That there are people who believe that that never happened.
Well, and I'll say the mainstream of it and what they're accusing Jones of, and just to be fair, not
Alex Jones is one of the people who doesn't believe that happened.
Well, no, hold on now. That's the smear, right? And no one ever, you know, this just shows how ignorant people
are.
And no one ever claims to actually see what the guy said. And did he say it makes a mistake talking about it? Yeah, but the main thing is, and I'm sure there are some people who think that it's just like a like totally didn't happen. But what Jones was saying was that the guy who they caught doing it wasn't him. That there was some shenanigans going on just because the what was it like? There's a lot of the state wouldn't let independent investigators investigate.
Didn't
it.
Jones claim that they were crisis actors?
I can't speak to that.
That's what I've read.
Hold on, that's what you've read. But yeah. You know these a lot of these papers have no issue defaming people. So
didn't Jones get sued? Isn't he being sued?
You could be sued
for
anything.
Yeah, that's true.
You could be sued for anything.
Hasn't he walked back and apologized for what he said because of these lawsuits? Basically, didn't I read an article that on the Joe Rogan show that recently, that after they kind of kissed and made up, that Joe essentially held Alex's hand through an apology?
So I didn't see that part. I mean, I think he did walk back some of the things that he said, which, I mean, it was what, 2012, right? It's been so long ago.
And I didn't
ago,
name I Jones. Exactly you brought up Jones.
Oh, I know, because he's like the number one. He's the figure.
I said some people believe
but everyone,
that
you know,
shooting was
he's,
fake.
He's the one. Whenever you talk about Sandy Hook, the first thing that pops up in their mind is Jones because of a smear campaign against him.
You know, it seems to me that it doesn't really, like, regardless of what side you're on that issue, it's like, how does anybody...
Wait, whether the shooting is fake or not?
Yeah,
or,
like, how does anybody really know? I mean, unless you were there, assuming it happened...
Mm-hmm.
You're probably not
well,
going to be able to
know
there.
But Chris, right. That goes both ways also. For the
That's
people
exactly the point that I'm making.
Yeah, at least you're fair about that. For people saying, okay, the police said this,
well,
so that's
no,
exactly
wait a minute.
What
about
is.
The people who weren't killed and who are saying, yes, our school was shot up by a psychopath today? So
as far as I know,
people,
no one is debating the fact that it got shot up. Maybe
there are absolutely people who believe.
So not
again,
Jones,
we're talking
least.
About Sandy Hook,
yes.
Not today. It's clear that, you know, what happened today happened. I'm sure there are people who will deny the video is real, but...
Well, we don't really know the video is real because, again, we weren't there. I mean, we're taking a video that could have been fabricated. We don't have any way of authenticating it. So,
I mean, I get what you're saying, but the idea
what I'm trying to say is,
are you
I don't
saying
know
that there was
be...
a Hollywood crew that set up? This,
I'm not saying that because
you know,
I don't know.
Fake...
But it seems like we're often critical of people, and yes, I tend to think that most of them are not like crazy.
Hold on, you're right that you don't know because you weren't there. I'll give you that. However, what you do know is that there are multiple reports of a thing happening in the world, and there's video footage of it happening. So by deduction, you should be able to say that this is likely not a Hollywood crew that came in and made a fake shoot up the mosque video just to terrify people in the world. I
well,
mean,
but
that's
CNN
crazy,
has faked videos
right?
Before. News
I, mean, I think it's more likely than not
before.
That it's real, but...
Yeah, like
99.999%. It's important to keep an
more
open
coming
mind.
Up here, 855-450-FREE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Ian, Vincent, and Chris in the studio here tonight. Don't forget to check out Chris. He's got his own show. It's called Freedom Decrypted. And you can watch and or listen to it. There is a video component. It's mostly actually a video show, but you've added a podcast version. So for those that would like to just listen, you do that.
Yeah.
Over at freedomdecrypted.com. It is every Saturday live starting at 5 o'clock Eastern time. But, of course, available anytime via podcast and video playback at Freedom Decrypted. It's a tech show.
Yeah.
Freedom-friendly tech.
Yeah, it's a lot of a lot like Free Talk Live, but just tech,
and without Sarah and the rest of them calling in. So
yeah,
so in that case, nothing like Free Talk Live. It's probably way more focused and interesting on some nights. Now, sometimes Sarah's pretty entertaining. In fact, she'll probably be joining us.
That's
later.
The same type of setup, though. Basically, yeah. It's back and forth. Well, at the moment, it's not, but generally we have two co-hosts.
Oh, are you doing it alone?
Yeah, at the moment. Oh, wow. I need a new co-host, unfortunately.
So if you are into tech and you're living in the Keene, New Hampshire area,
yeah,
then reach out to Chris over at freedomdecrypted.com. All right, our toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. And speaking of online internet video, coming up tonight on our Twitch channel, but for how long, we're not sure. There's going to be a knockdown, drag-out versus match where I'm sure that...
Is that tonight?
It's tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern time, starting just basically a few minutes after we finish the radio show here on Free Talk Live. Now, our Twitch channel is over at twitch.lrn.fm. It's actually going to be originally broadcasted on Aria DeMezzo's personal Twitch channel, because she is expecting that this versus match, where it's going to be her, the she-male, anarchist she-male, versus the crying Nazi, a.k.a. Christopher Cantwell, that she's expecting that somebody's going to report this video and Twitch is going to take it down, which will be an interesting thing if they do, because Aria is a trans person. So
so they'd be committing a hate crime. They'd be discriminating against an LGBTQ plus person.
Wow. Right. Exactly. Now, it's not a hate crime, but they would certainly be discriminating against her. And Twitch is like one of these inclusive kind of lefty tech, you know, tech hub sort of places. And so normally they would want to, you know, support their trans users, basically. It would be their, you know, kind of the way they would normally be operating. But in this case, the question is, are they going to shut down a trans person who's attacking the Nazi? Like, there's going to be, it's not going to be a physical fight. They're very professional. It's going to be a conversation. But it's, you know, being marketed as a versus, she-male versus Nazi. And so will they take it down? Aria believes that if they do take it down, that they will reverse their decision and unban her channel after they finally realize that they've targeted a trans person.
Now, forget that. We got to get the ACLU, got to sue them, got to make money and force them to pay in crypto.
I don't know. Yeah. That just seems unlikely to me.
Wait, that they'll undo the
They're
ban?
Not. Here's the problem.
What's unlikely?
I think it's unlikely that they're going to reverse it, only because it's not about the trans people or whatever minority that is being discriminated against. It's about a certain ideology, and it's a, I guess, I don't know if I want to call it a left-leaning ideology, but there's a certain ideology, and that's what they're following. And that is basically because she's not abiding with that ideology.
Well, they're not going to know that.
Political correctness, as it's called.
They're not going to know that at a glance. What they're going to see at a glance
right.
is an obvious trans person. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, you look good. You look good. There's no doubt. She looks good. But, you know, it looks like a trans person. Not
sure.
not like, you know, the muscular beefcake ones, like the trans woman, and
Caitlyn,
I'm going to put that in air quotes, that went into that GameStop a few months ago and made a scene. That just was, that looked like a pro wrestler.
She's obviously trans because she comes out in the video in the stream that she says it, right?
Yeah.
So it's obvious from that perspective. You don't have to
Right. It's right there.
Wonder.
It's actually going to be, I think, in the graphics on the stream. It's going
right.
to be crystal clear, like, you know, that it's going to be trans versus Nazi. That's what the whole thing's all about.
If you're following by Twitter's example, I don't think anyone actually like manually
Twitter
checks
or Twitch.
It. Well, I'm just using Twitter as an example, right? You bring up Candace Owens, and it's not just her. Other people would put up, like, say someone says, like, I wish all white people would die and replace that with any other race. Obviously, you know, any sane person, well, okay, sane person working for Twitter, that's where I'm wrong already. But it leads me to think that it's like a robot or something, just because, like, because they have keywords, right? And they might, and even with YouTube, there's like some sort of algorithm that makes a transcript as soon as the video is uploaded of all the words, and if they say certain words that the system or YouTube doesn't like, it gets immediately demonetized or immediately flagged or whatever, taken down. So I wouldn't be surprised if Twitch also has some sort of algorithm that does that.
Wouldn't surprise me either.
Yeah, me either. Definitely, so, I definitely know Facebook does.
We're going to find out tonight.
Unless you're shooting someone, they can't detect that, apparently.
Yeah, apparently not.
Or have someone kidnapped or all the other terrible things broadcasted live on Facebook Live.
So the way this is going to work is it's going to be on Aria's channel, Aria DiMezzo, and the way Twitch works is it allows you to do what they call auto-hosting. So behind the scenes on the LRN.fm Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm, I have some settings that I've chosen that, you know, give certain priority to other channels. So when we're off the air, so when we disconnect from our server tonight, from the Twitch server, then as soon as Aria goes live on her channel, anybody who was still watching the LRN channel will then automatically be shown what's happening on Aria's channel. So it's kind of like we're streaming it, but we're not. We're just basically allowing it to be streamed on our channel. So if they pull her channel down, they presumably will not pull the LRN channel down. Does that make sense, what I've just explained?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the idea. We'll see how it goes. Tune in over at twitch.lrn.fm, or if something else goes wrong, you can always tune directly into Aria's channel, Aria DiMezzo, on Twitch, which might be hard to spell. So twitch.lrn.fm is where you can go to get that. And we're also doing another thing on Twitch that I'd like to bring to your attention. We're trying to get to a certain level of, I guess, like, rank, if you will, on Twitch. There's Twitch Affiliate, which we got real fast when we started a year ago. We've been broadcasting on Twitch for over a year. And we got to the affiliate level pretty quickly because all you really have to do is just do a lot of broadcasting in order to get to that level, and we did that. In order to become a Twitch partner, we have to have 75 concurrent viewers over basically a period of a month. And I don't think we've ever gotten 75 viewers at once in the last year of doing the show on Twitch. So I would like to get to that. I know it's possible, right? I mean, we're a national radio show. We have dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, a couple hundred radio affiliates throughout the week. And at the very least, right now, on our Discord server, there's at least 100 people. So, like, we have enough people on our chat server alone to where if every one of them were to actually watch the content coming from the LRN Twitch, then we would hit that 75 level. Now, we'd have to sustain it for a full month. So what we're asking folks to do is load up twitch.lrn.fm, and preferably you should have an account on Twitch. It's free to do that. But load up your account, load up twitch.lrn.fm, and just leave that open on your home computer or your work computer. And then if you need to mute it, you can hit the tab mute, but don't hit the mute on the actual video window. So the idea is you'll always have the channel open on your computer, and it's kind of like how people used to have, they probably still do this, people that still have cable, but you remember when, like, you know, maybe it wasn't your house, and thankfully it wasn't my house, but at some houses, like, some parents would always have one channel on the TV constantly running in the living room, whether or not there was anybody in there watching it.
You've all seen that, right? Relatives who do that, they need, like, some noise on
it. Oh, it drives me nuts. It drives me nuts. But it's a legitimate thing, right? Like, they're not really watching the channel, but the channel is being watched.
Don't modern television shut themselves off if there's no...
No, I can't imagine that.
I just want to say, my relative who does that, it's like the investigation channel, so it's like all these like things like murders and stuff, so it's just like 24/7 death.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, please, if you want to help us out with reaching our goal of Twitch partner, then just go to freetalklive.com right now. It's the top blog post that I just made last night. Gives you instructions, step-by-step instructions on how to help with that. But again, if you want to help with it, you best have a actual computer at home or at work, someplace that you're regularly at. Because we don't want this to be fake, right? Like, we don't want somebody to fake viewership. We don't want, you can go online and you can buy viewers for next to nothing. I mean, if we wanted to, we could spend $50 and then there's some company online, probably in China or whatever, where they will generate 100 viewers for you to watch your stream all month long. So that happens. Head on over to freetalklive.com. It's the top blog post there. Coming up, we're changing topics. We're going to get into a potential ban on Tor, which sounds very scary. You've got that story, Chris.
Yes.
That's on the way. Plus, we'll get an update on Venezuela. Apparently, Guaido, who is the competitor for the president down there, he got trolled by some Russians.
Big time.
And we'll get into it. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Hour number three is on the way. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.